KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it's 72 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high around 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. A new report says an August survey of business supply managers suggests slow or no economic growth over the next several months in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The report issued this morning says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped below growth neutral in August, hitting 49.3 compared to 52.0 in July. The index had remained above growth neutral for 32 straight months. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he blamed the slowdown on weak farm and manufacturing sectors, produced in part by tariffs and a global economic slowdown. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. The male driver of a pickup was transported by a medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital following a rollover accident that occurred just before 8 a.m. Monday about a mile east of Marnie on the Marnie Road or Highway 83. The pickup appeared to have been traveling westbound when it left the road to the right before skidding across the road and rolling into the south ditch. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Corey Larson told KJAN News the man was injured, but his name and the extent of his injuries aren't expected to be released until sometime today. Larson did say the accident victim was conscious and breathing when he was put on a backboard and placed into the ambulance. Marnie Fire and Rescue, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Emergency Management, and Medevac Ambulance responded to the scene. Police in Red Oak arrested two men on separate charges at around 1:25 p.m. Monday. 56-year-old Patrick John Pierce Sr. of Red Oak was arrested at first in Coolbaugh Streets for harassment in the first degree, threatening a forcible felony. He was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. And at around 10 a.m. Sunday, 47-year-old Darrell Eugene Bredberg of Red Oak was arrested on a valid Red Oak police warrant for forgery. Bredberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Elsewhere in state news, officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety said late last night that police in Remsen took a report Monday of a missing female identified as 27-year-old Nicole Antrometer of Remsen. The Remsen Police Department, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, and Lamar's Police Department searched the area but were unable to locate Trometer, who has two missing vehicles that have not been located. Those vehicles include a 2013 white Dodge Durango Citadel with Iowa license plates IAA432, and a 2004 silver Ford Explorer XLT with Iowa license plates IHY475. Trometer was last seen Sunday morning in Lamar's with Daniel Kitteridge, age 34. At this time, Trometer's disappearance is being investigated by the Remsen Police, Lamar's Police Department, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa DCI. Anyone with information of Trometer or Kitteridge's whereabouts or any information regarding the location of her vehicles is requested to contact the Remsen Police Department at 712-786-2299. Two pictures of those subjects can be seen in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities say a man was burned when the boat engine he was working on caught fire in a Des Moines suburb Monday. Firefighters were dispatched at around 2:15 p.m. to the residence in Grimes. They contained the flames to the garage in which the boat was parked. The injured man was taken to a hospital. He was identified as 37-year-old David Boots. Members of the Atlantic City Council will meet in the council's chambers 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall. Among the items on their agenda is a proclamation by Mayor Jones recognizing September 21st, as Alzheimer's Awareness Day. The city will join in the international community in bringing awareness of the disease. Also, an order approving an administrative contract with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, for a CDBG or Community Development Block Grant downtown revitalization project. Alexis Fleener, community development team leader for SWPCO, will be the grant administrator for the project, the services which will cost $30,000. All of the costs are part of the grant itself and not part of the grant match, according to City Administrator John Lund. And on a related note, the City Council will act on approving the final design contract for the CDBG project, the architectural and construction aspects of which will be handled by RDG Planning and Design. The total cost of their services is $130,000, $80,000 of which is from the grant, with the remaining $50,000 part of the city's match. 8 downtown businesses are participating in the business revitalization or facade program with a combined share cost of $171,375. In other news, on Wednesday, the Atlantic City Council will consider a request from Brown's Shoe Fit to close off the sidewalk and parking in front of the store at 502 Chestnut Street for a summer clearance sale. City code states, though, that it is unlawful for goods or merchandise for sale or display to interfere with the free and uninterrupted passage of pedestrians on the sidewalk and more than 3 feet of the sidewalk next to the building. So the council will have to consider that. They'll also act on a resolution setting the salary of Parks and Recreation Director Bryant Rasmussen after action last week by the city's Personnel and Finance Committee recommending his salary be $47,600. The increase was requested by the Parks Board following Rasmussen's change of employment status on August 19th from interim Parks and Rec Director to permanent Parks and Rec Director. And the council Wednesday evening will hold a public hearing on vacating a portion of the final plat of the Country Oaks addition. In other business, Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson Wednesday will make an announcement with regard to deer hunting within the city limits. Erickson has received word from the Iowa DNR and a recommendation that only 10 does be harvested this year inside the city. The bow hunting season would begin October 1st and end on December 6th. The City of Atlantic's Planning Brother Community Development Committee will meet Wednesday evening at or around 6 p.m. or immediately following the regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council. And on the committee's agenda is consideration of a housing rehabilitation proposal from Shift ATL. Jesse Shields, Mackenzie Bandow, and Alexis Fleener formed Shift ATL, a 501c3, earlier this summer. The nonprofit organization is aimed at creating a positive shift for the Atlantic community. The Community Development Committee will also consider a proposal from Terry Hensman with regard to the city right-of-way between Teresa Drive and West 15th Street, and they'll consider their options with regard to a property at 508 Hazel, along with discuss community property standards. The Iowa Department of Revenue has updated its website and public information. Officer John Fuller says they're hoping it is easier to find what you want.
I think the biggest difference is we've always had a website where there's a lot of information on there, but it was very difficult to find and access. And I think our new website's better organized and it's a little simpler to navigate through. So we're excited that I think it'll be more helpful to people who need to find information about their tax.
He says the frequently asked questions feature should be one place where you can quickly find and answer your questions.
They can go to that page and kind of search by topic. The whole website search engine is improved over what it was before. So I think it's just easier to find what they're looking for to get their questions answered.
That improvement should be especially helpful to find forms.
One of the search mechanisms that we've improved is the search to find the right form. You had to pretty much know exactly what you were looking for before, and now you can just sort of type keywords in and get the form you're looking for, because there's a lot of forms out there.
The most sought-after information may be when the results of the process return will show up in your bank account.
We do have a part of the site called Where's My Refund that you can get in and try to understand, you know, figure out, have we received your return? Have we mailed your refund yet?
The new website uses the same address as the old one and can be found at www.tax.iowa.gov. In world headlines, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he ordered evacuations along the length of his state's coast, which includes several low-lying islands, because if there is flooding on the causeways, they won't be able to get vehicles on or off the islands. Kemp said that this morning he's expecting Hurricane Dorian to batter Georgia with heavy winds, severe flooding, and a storm surge and beach erosion. Santa Barbara County, California Sheriff Bill Brown says you couldn't ask for a worse situation when the fire engulfed a dive boat near an island off the Southern California coast early Monday. At least 25 people are confirmed dead and 9 others are still missing. The Coast Guard says 5 others have been found but not recovered due to unsafe conditions under the boat, which sank in about 60 feet of water. 5 crew members sleeping on the top deck jumped off and took a dinghy to safety. And authorities say the gunman who killed 7 people in a West Texas rampage called 911 both before and after the shooting began. Officers killed a 36-year-old man Saturday outside of a busy Odessa movie theater after a spate of violence that spanned 10 miles. FBI Special Agent Christopher Combs says the man was on a long spiral of going down and had been making rambling statements about some of the atrocities he felt he'd gone through. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.